Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up tomorrow for our Thanksgiving Day show, Melanie Rahak, author of Eating for Beginners, completes her November series with us with tips from her experience in a restaurant kitchen for your Thanksgiving Day kitchen prep. And be sure to check out the It's a Free Country Thanksgiving Cookbook. For our politics website, it's freecountry.org. We've collected Thanksgiving recipes from local politicians. So check out former New York City Mayor Ed Koch's Guiltless Vegetarian Chili. There's a yummy but maybe not so healthy looking Italian sausage stuffing from new Staten Island congressman and former health food store owner Michael Grimm. And we have Jimmy McMillan from the Rent is Too Damn High Party, his five-course recommendation for an affordable middle-class dinner. You don't want to find yourself yelling, the turkey is too damn dry. Find all these recipes and more in the It's a Free Country Thanksgiving Cookbook, itsafreecountry.org. Well, this is, of course, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's always one of the heaviest travel days of the year, fitting then that it should be the day chosen for the national opt-out protest, a movement that urges airline passengers to opt out of the new full-body scans that look through clothing for contraband. Interestingly enough, the thing a traveler would be opting into where they opt out of the body scans is a newly ramped-up frisking process, which has actually been causing even more outrage than the scans over the past few days. So this holiday week, as an estimated 24 million Americans head to the airport, will getting on the plane be the most memorable part of the vacation? Scott McCartney, the Wall Street Journal's travel editor, writes the Middle Seat travel column and accompanying blog. He joins us now to talk about the trials and tribulations of getting home for the holidays. Hi, Scott. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be with you again, Brian.
And we will do phone calls on this for a few minutes. Anybody traveling, are you opting in or opting out if you're going to the airport today? 212-433-WNYC. Are you more outraged about the policy or are you more outraged about the protest that might gum up the works? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For people who are traveling today on airplanes, are you opting in or opting out? And Scott, how do you feel about this? You're one of the most professional travelers out there. Do you want to give a personal opinion? Are you revulsed by the idea of having your body scanned by this machine?
Well, I've been through it. I think like a lot of Americans, I'm not as concerned about the body scanner. I'm certainly interested in hearing more about the safety of radiation with the scanners. In terms of a fuzzy picture of an unnamed person going through, I they can look at me all they want. It's not going to be very, very appealing. On the other hand, I think the pat downs are more invasive. I think the pat downs are more disturbing to people, and I think the TSA did a horrible job of both explaining to people why they felt like they needed to do this and explaining what people were going to run into when they got to the security checkpoint. And there's this overwhelming desire at TSA to be secretive, to not let the bad guys know what's going on, and often what's forgotten is it's really a customer service organization that's dealing with hundreds of millions of Americans every day or every year, and they need to remember that there are a lot of good people going through too.
Although Susan from Manhattan writes on our comments page, only two enhanced security methods instituted since 9/11 have been effective, in her opinion: hardening the cockpit doors to deny access to potential terrorists and putting undercover armed air marshals on flights. She says it's simply beyond belief that less than 1% of flights have air marshals, while we blow hundreds of millions on useless, invasive, humiliating, time-consuming Potemkin security. How much do you agree with her?
Well, I certainly agree with her about the hardened cockpit doors. That has been the primary deterrent to any sort of takeover of an airplane. And I think that's very effective. I think the air marshals, there are lots of security people who really question the effectiveness of the air marshal program. I did a story recently about air marshals' desires to sit in first class all the time when the threats that we face now are bombers sitting over the wings in coach. So I think there are serious questions about the effectiveness of the air marshal program. And I think, you know, not to make the case for TSA, they should certainly do that themselves, but the underpants bomber presents a new dimension and a quite difficult thing. And TSA has known through its own covert testing that people can get through security screening with bombs, with explosive devices hidden. And so the new TSA administrator came on in the summer from the FBI, looked at that, and from a law enforcement perspective said, we have a vulnerability, we're going to try and close it. And that's what's going on right now.
Another listener asks that she heard that women who have prostheses to replace a missing breast could be asked to remove it. And she's concerned that a searcher could slash it open, and it's very expensive to replace, of course, slash it by accident, not to mention issues of dignity or privacy, they say. Do you know about the prosthetic breast?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there have been some reports of people with prostheses, women, breast cancer survivors, certainly people with other orthopedic devices and things like that. It is a problem. I think the pat downs that are going on, while invasive, are fairly slow and somewhat careful. And I don't think something is going to get slashed open. And we did have the episode where a bladder cancer survivor with a urine bag, some urine was spilled, and that's you know, a horrendous situation. My advice is, and I think this is one of the good reasons why we need a trusted traveler program in this country, that people with those kinds of situations could go through some sort of pre-screening and be trusted and not have to go through this at the security checkpoint. But what you can do right now is ask to have the pat down done in private. And you can also have it done with a witness there with you. So at least you get out of the line of fire of the hundreds of people standing there watching.
Right. And again, I want to make the distinction that question pertained to the pat down, which is different from the mechanical body scan, which people are actually expressing their outrage over in this opt-out day today. My guest, Scott McCartney, who writes the Middle Seat travel column for the Wall Street Journal and the accompanying blog. Leslie in West Orange, traveling today?
Yes, I am. And I must say I am absolutely outraged by anyone who would object to any scan, because the bottom line is our safety in the air. And all of this hawking going out there about being touched, being scanned, to me is a bunch of crybabies about their personal whatever, when the bottom line is who's safe in the air. Let them all go work for the TSA for a day.
Leslie, thank you. Erica in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Are you flying today?
Hi, good morning. I'm not flying, but I totally agree with the earlier caller. Have we forgotten 9 years later? It's not a matter of convenience. It's a matter of life and death. We don't appreciate or understand, or those of us who are plotting this revolt today, do we not understand what the problem is? Do we not appreciate what we're up against? Apparently not. And where's their plan? Where's their plan to make a more effective safety regulation or screening process? It doesn't seem that the problem is approached that way. It's merely a, I don't like this, and you're inconveniencing me.
Erica, thank you. Amy in Manhattan, I think, has a different point of view. Hi, Amy.
Hi. I was chosen to go through one of these tests back in September, and no one told me what was happening to me. I happen to be an ex-model, and I don't want to be conceited, but I'm an attractive woman. And they chose me out of probably a group of 50 people. They didn't tell me what was happening. I get to the other end, and I asked, what just happened to me? They said a number of rays were bounced off you. Go visit this website. I found out after the fact they chose me, of all people. I feel victimized. I feel violated. I don't think that men can understand what it's like to feel this way. I understand that everyone wants to be safe, but at what cost? And it's not fair. It's simply not fair. I feel incredibly violated.
It sounds like you were violated. What if it was everybody, though, Amy? Would you feel differently about it?
I would feel somewhat differently about it, but, you know, there's plenty of evidence here that it's not that effective. There are questions as to whether or not it would have stopped the underwear bomber last December. My contention is that if terrorists were to come through, they would not choose this route, and I'm not saying that they would choose this route. They would not choose this route now that we have the machines. I think it's ridiculous. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I deserve to be treated with respect. I deserve to not be objectified. I don't personally feel like, you know, on the macro level, sure, it's okay, but on the micro level, there are plenty of perverts out there, I'm sorry, in the TSA, mm-hmm. who will, you know, say things to me as I go through the scanning machine, and it is not respectful.
I hear you, Amy. Thank you very much. So there you go. I mean, Scott, that's kind of representative of, you know, what the polls are showing, which is that as we look at the collection of the calls we just took, a majority of people are actually for this, but the people against it feel very strongly that they're being violated.
Well, and I think that's right. I think, and it just shows that reasonable people can just have very different views of this, and that it just shows you what a difficult problem it is. For 8 or 9 years, we have had problems with TSA showing respect for travelers, with sort of the customer service aspect of it, with people feeling victimized and singled out. And I think that is a recurrent problem. There have been, I wrote about complaints earlier when the body scanners first came out of women feeling like they were being selected. There were some airports in the country where, especially as the machines were being rolled out online, where people were picked out of the metal detector line and told to go through the body scanner. And if they refused, they got the pat down.
What does a TSA agent see in these scanners? Does it look like a Playboy magazine photo or like an X-ray of a skeleton plus your package bomb? You know,
it really doesn't. The machines are not strong enough to. It's not an X-ray of skeleton. You don't see bones or spines or anything like that. It's a black and white kind of fuzzy sort of almost sort of cartoonish image. I don't think there's anything pornographic about it.
It would show somebody looking shapely if they were shapely. However, people interpret that.
Yeah. It gives you an outline, outline of the contours of the body. There's supposedly some masking that goes on of private parts. The image itself, and you also have to remember that there's no identification with the image. When I go through, they don't know it's Scott who stepped into the scanner. And so it's not the kind of thing where I think people need to be worried about their naked images appearing and being passed around on the internet.
Did you said masking of private parts? What do you mean by that?
Well, I think there's some distortion that they've tried to put in to make it less obvious, less clear, distort the clarity of the groin region.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Are you flying today, Scott?
I am not.
So you don't have to go through the opt-in, opt-out drama, at least not today.
No, and I would say, too, I think the opt-in, opt-out protest, it's the wrong day to be doing it. I think lines are going to be long anyway. I don't think any protest is going to be able to claim credit for long lines the day before Thanksgiving. It's a huge travel day. Thanksgiving is a particularly difficult travel period because you have people who don't travel frequently. You have a lot of people this may be the first time they're traveling all year. They're completely unfamiliar with TSA procedures, especially the new procedures. And so it's very slow going, I think going to be difficult for lots of people.
Well, the protest organizers wanted to get noticed, and by doing it on this day of the year, they're certainly getting noticed. Scott McCartney, the Wall Street Journal's travel editor, writes the Middle Seat travel column and accompanying blog. Thanks for coming on today.
Good to be with you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More in a minute.